Hello, my name is Nini. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes. No.
All right. No. How may I help you?
I was wondering how we can set up an appointment to get our second shot.
My pleasure. Let me give you that number. You know the 855-566 number?
No, I don't think so.
All right, when you're ready.
Okay.
855-566-5333.
Okay. We're not due until the 15th of February, but is it possible to just go ahead and set up an appointment?
Definitely.
Quit worrying about it?
Yes, ma'am, and they'll call you when they have an appointment available.
Oh. But I need to call them now?
It would be fine. Yeah, because it's a long list.
Yeah. So these people, I could get on that list, and that's for the state of Alabama.
That is right.
We're on the list in Jefferson County, and that's the way we registered and got our first shot. And then people who gave it to us told us to call them to schedule our second shot. But of course, they don't answer. And then on the website where we registered, it said we would be notified. But I'm not sure we are going to be notified.
Are you able to go to where the shot was and ask them directly?
No, it was in a parking lot at Gardendale High School. And they
okay.
You know, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure they're going to be giving them anytime. And on the website, we're not able to schedule. So yeah, we're just kind of afraid we're going to be left out.
Well, the way that you're doing your homework and seeing the different sites, someone's got to come through. Because
yeah,
the systems are set up for responses. But like we know, it can be long.
Yeah, touch and go. So this 855 is where you go and register with them, and then they're supposed to call you when you can get an appointment. Is that the deal?
That is right. That is right.
Do you think that that's working properly?
It is working properly. Yes, people are getting vaccine appointments. That is correct. But like I said, it can take a while.
Okay. All right. Is that someone to talk to?
All right.
At this phone number, do you talk to someone or is it recorded?
You sure do. There's an actual, they pick up the phone, they take down your name, number, and all information necessary for the appointment, and then they let you know they will call you when an appointment is available.
Well, do they know, it doesn't matter if it's a first or second shot because it's the same, correct?
That is correct. And I don't
know
if it's the same. I don't know all about that. And I can give you a nurse who can explain it to you if you wish.
So when you call, I've read everything I've read about says it's the same and it's the same dose. I mean, if it's the same brand, that the second shot is the same dosage as the first shot.
Right.
So it shouldn't matter, you know, if you register
it. It shouldn't matter if where you register and where you go back, you're saying.
Yeah, or if it's the second or first or second shot, it shouldn't matter if it's the same dosage.
That is right.
And the same brand. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.